Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Despite activist pressure, support for religious freedom continues to rise in the United States. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, a recent survey of 1,000 U.S. adults noted that the respondents were overwhelmingly in favor of a hands-off government approach and a culture of accommodation when it comes to rights related to religious freedom. What you see happening, I think, in the country, including in the millennial generation, is a pushback against the bullying against those people who have Christian and religious values. We've talked about it this week on Faith and Freedom and in other programs of this clash between the LGBT agenda and religious freedom. And that, I think, is one of the most, if not the most, serious threats to religious freedom that we've faced in our lifetime. And that battle is continuing to go on. But I think what you have is the common person looking at these battles and say, you know what? That's not who we are. We're not wanting to be these bullies. We don't want the government to force religious organizations to abandon their Christian beliefs, whether it's photographers, whether it's florists, whether it's an adoption agency or a Christian school, a Christian club, whatever it might be. We want to have a culture of accommodation to not be bullies against religious freedom, but to actually have a government hands-off approach. Don't force these Christian organizations to violate their values, but rather instead accommodate them. That's exactly what we were asking for in the Kim Davis case in Kentucky.
Just backtrack, you know, religious freedom. That's what the founders based this country on. You know, this particular poll they did was split into six dimensions: religious pluralism, religious sharing, religious in policy, religious in action, religion in society and church and state. And on the question of religious beliefs interacting with the state, a massive 80% of the participants said they support individual freedoms to practice their religion and live out their beliefs without any interference.
Yeah, in addition, some 74% supported the expression of religious practices in the workplace. Almost two-thirds, or 66%, of respondents supported the right to practice religious faith, even if it inconveniences others, such as in the workplace. And when it came to the issue of businesses holding particular views that some may deem, quote, discriminatory, close quote, again, a majority insisted that companies should be able to hold beliefs without the threat of being boycotted, harassed, or shut down.
But yet it seems like we're talking about this almost every day in the schools, in society, Christian photographers, bakers, florists, whatnot, as well as Christian clubs in middle schools and high schools.
Yeah, and so, you know, this is a good news. The other thing that we came across earlier this year, it's actually an ongoing annual study by an LGBT activist organization, and that is the attitude of millennials with regards to the whole LGBT agenda. And what they had in their survey was what they considered to be concerning trends. Mm-hmm. And their concerning trends were less acceptance, less adoption of the LGBT agenda for two consecutive years by the millennial generation. And so what you're seeing is some of this bullying, some of this intolerance is having a counter effect where people are saying, no, we need to be more accommodating. We need to be more open to religious freedom. We don't want to have the LGBT agenda forced down our throat, to be bullied with that respect. Three quarters of this survey also kind of broke it down between Republicans and Democrats. And on the particular subject of outworking faith among businesses, responses varied greatly between Democrat and Republican political affiliation. So almost three quarters of Republicans, 73%, support the right of business owners and private organizations to hold any view that they see fit, whereas just 45% of the Democrats, they felt the same way.
You know, and it's also encouraging to see those born from the mid-90s to the early 2000s, I think we call them Gen Zs now, right? Religious freedom is seen as a vitally important issue. Indeed, some 52% believe that employees should be free to practice their religion at work. So that example you mentioned, Kim Davis, she shouldn't have to sign a same-sex marriage license. She should be free to practice her religious beliefs.
Yeah, in contrast that to, this compares to just 35% among baby boomers.
Mm.
And those are individuals born from 1946 to 1964. Mm. So what you're seeing happening in this survey with the millennials, and in the other survey on the LGBT with millennials, is a positive trend, a trend toward accepting religious freedom and a trend to not accept the bullying agenda of the LGBT movement. And, you know, we've already seen that in the millennial generation with regards to pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
They're more pro-life than the baby boomers were. And you're starting to see some positive trending there. So don't ever give up on this young generation. We get a chance to work with young people all the time. And I know that there's lots of concern out there, but I can tell you what, there is some real positive things out there with this young generation that you may not see. Obviously, these are trends that you see happening. You also see other trends. We see trends with regards to the millennial generation being more intentional on dating, being more intentional on ultimately committing to that one person that they're going to marry and be with for life. More intentional than our generation. And what you see happening, what I see happening with the young people that we work with, there are some real positive signs that are taking place. So don't ever give up. The pendulum swings sometimes one way, but and that can be discouraging when it goes the wrong way, but it will, and I think is swinging in the right direction.
You know, and continue to pray for this generation. We need to be modeling biblical principles before them and showing them the way.
Yeah, and so what you see happening here is a good trend in this religious freedom survey. Instead of what you see happening in the media where, you know, for example, you have these big pushback. You know, back if you go back to 1990s, when the first Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act was passed, it was supported overwhelmingly in Congress by Republicans and Democrats, signed into law by President Bill Clinton. And then many states adopted those parallel laws on the state level as well, protecting religious freedom. But in recent days, when some states have tried to pass religious freedom restoration acts or maybe even modified them so that they would be specific to protect people from the LGBT agenda, you have this huge narrative that comes up, this parade of horribles, this histrionics, and the media feeds it. And you begin to think, well, everybody is opposed to religious freedom. Mm-mm. And it's just a very vocal minority group. When you look at these surveys here, support for religious freedom is widespread. I serve on a committee with some other individuals, and we have done some of our own surveying through a very reputable surveying entity. And it was also, among other things, on the religious freedom issue. And our surveys came out very similar to this in terms of this broad acceptance for religious accommodation, religious freedom.
You know, and you mentioned the media. You have to remember what six companies control most of the major media. So they're no longer journalists, but they're political activists. So that's what people are seeing. So it's important, again, to tell the truth to this generation and model that before them.
And, you know, this generation's not getting their news, thank God, from Newsweek or places like that You know, the Newsweek reporter was recently fired where she had a preloaded tweet that came out on Thanksgiving Day that says President Trump was out golfing. And, she already preloaded that and she wanted to bash the president. And he was certainly not golfing.
Not at all.
Took a secret trip to Afghanistan, and he was actually with the troops in Afghanistan, even serving them behind the counter, and ultimately she was fired. This is the bias of the liberal media. So don't buy all what they're saying. Continue to press forward. We live at challenging times, no doubt, but there is nothing impossible for God. In fact, when challenges come, these are just simply opportunities. Stay informed, get involved, and make a difference. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.